Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk. I'm surrounded by two cats looking at me like, where's the food? Although I did feed them earlier. And I am joined tonight on this beautiful Virgo moon. The cats are active. By my friend Heather. Hi, Heather. How are you out there?
Hi, this is Heather. And how are you doing? It's a lovely snowy day here in Montana.
And it's a beautiful day here in New York.
About a foot of snow. How's it
doing
there?
Wow, no snow. Mm-hmm. No snow here, just a little chilly, but
yeah.
We're waiting for winter. Although tomorrow it's supposed to be back up to 57 and then cold
That's
again.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think Mark just showed up. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
You out there? Hi.
Yep, I'm here. Okay.
Cool. Welcome aboard.
Wonderful. Good. The gang's all here.
The gang's all here.
Made it through the blood wolf moon.
Yeah.
It was bright and bloody. Did you guys see it?
We couldn't because we were having snow that night. But
oh, wow,
did
okay.
you notice that at the time that it was happening, the moon was hit by an asteroid?
I know.
I thought that
it was really cool. They had out all
yeah,
the NASA that? Stuff, and a couple people mailed me, what do I think? And I'm like, I don't know. The moon got hit by an asteroid. I didn't see it. It wasn't when I was looking, but I wasn't out that long. It was kind of cold. No?
A lot of people, I mean, it was way too small to see with our naked eye, that's for sure. But a lot of people, I've noticed that when they experience I remember I was running a psychic development group many years ago in New Mexico, and it was we did a visualization and a meditation, and 4 out of 5 people had an image of somebody being hit in the stomach. And that was when a meteor was hitting Jupiter, but we didn't know
it. Oh, wow.
Yet.
Wow.
And that people just sort of resonated with it. So I noticed I had a couple of emergency phone calls over that blood moon of people in their place of emotional panic, like a familiar old place of emotional panic. I'm wondering if they were feeling assaulted somehow.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I had a lot of people calling and saying they were depressed and wanted to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
yep.
Don't kill yourself. No,
wait
don't
Leo,
kill yourself.
Act now, it's okay.
Wait till the other side of the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait till the
mm-hmm.
other side of the eclipse. Right, totally. But yeah.
Yeah, I said to some people, you can always die later. What are you going to do
now?
Yeah.
But it was
you can die
it was
later, but in the meantime, don't go yet. Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Right.
Take a deep breath, yeah. But people were really emotional, and it brings up July 22nd, and then last April.
Mm-hmm.
When the first moon, the new moon and the opening quarter were there. So some people had correlating stories. So,
yep.
But generally, full moons are pretty emotional. And this one in cast for D.C. was right on the midheaven. The moon was on the midheaven, so the sun was getting eaten up by the devil's tail, and the moon was getting eaten up by the devil's head, the dragon's head, rather.
Mm.
And so we were all feeling a little bit. And because it was so close to Earth, it also makes us more emotional because it makes the tides higher. And we're bodies of water, so we have our fluid all reacted. I had a few people that were just completely wiped out and went to bed. And just like, I can't move. I have to go to bed. And I'm like, yep, well, you were out watching that eclipse, weren't you? And they were. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of exciting.
So we just ask everybody to be awfully kind to your heart at that point.
Yeah.
And that when the Leo moon sometimes turns up the volume and people really act out, in order to hear something that's their truth, it may not be that volume. They may not want to kill themselves, but that's the only way they can say how much it hurts.
Yeah.
And,
it's
how do you really hear yourself? Honor the fact that you need to express yourself. How do you hear yourself at a much quieter level?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's totally true. And it is kind of an emotional one. The other thing we had this week was Venus and Jupiter meeting, which is making
mm-hmm.
everybody feel a little feisty. And later
mm-hmm.
in the week, we're going to have
and
Mars
emotional.
Trine Jupiter. And emotional. Mm-hmm. And later in the week, we're going to have Mars trine Jupiter, which is like, whoa, let's go.
Yeah.
So...
It's a good high energy day.
Mm-hmm. High energy
take the boot camp class.
Take boot camp, totally. Because you're like, yes, let's go. So, and we were talking, we wanted to mention to our listening audience, the three of us are hosting a web class in New York City on that first weekend in March, and it's going to be horary astrology, which is casting a chart and doing divination off of it, and answering questions like where are my lost pearls, or where's my jewelry, what happened to my, which house should I buy, what should I pick. So it's going to be very fun on that, and then we're going to do electional astrology, which is picking a good time or a good day for something. And then the last is going to be mundane astrology, the astrology of working with cities and governments and countries and politics, you know, not that we'll have a lot of politics, but teaching you how to look at
the astrology of the day. How do you read the astro weather and work with it of the day? All of those.
And the astro weather, right, yeah. So the information's up on the website, so feel free to sign up. We haven't added the electional part. I'm going to modify it slightly. But feel free to sign up. The early bird prices end at the end of the month. So,
And it's a lot of fun. We always have fun.
We always have fun. Yeah. And it's a lovely TRS space downtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come and join us for the weekend. And somebody asked if we were going to sell it one day at a time, and Mark and I kind of voted yes, Heather. So if that's okay with you, we'll offer it.
That's fine.
People can come for one day or the other. Yeah. Or both. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both is best.
Both is best because they actually are all very related. You know, the horary.
Exactly.
Right.
So they
yeah, the horary and the electional and the mundane really kind of work together. Yep. Even in terms of, like, picking your clothes and picking your colors, you know, what colors are prominent based on the energy in the sky. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's going to be
fun. What do you guys think about the aspects, the other ones coming up?
Well, I'm appreciating this, you know, it's still separating that Venus-Mars trine. And we talked about the impatience that brought up that made people want to do something drastic like kill themselves. But that Mars-Uranus conjunction really lowers impulse control. Mm-hmm. And I always think of that, you know, the military comment, ready, fire, aim, when I see Mars in Aries and Mars anywhere near Uranus. So notice that lack of impulse control, and that can give you the energy to do what needs to be done, but it can also, you know, lead to some real problems because it sparks around fuel.
Right.
That's what drives a motor, but that's also what blows up a fuel dump. So to keep our eyes open for that, how to deal with the frustrations. It might be enough emotional dynamite to undo this blockade in front of the politics, which is so frustrating. You know, I was saying to people, if you don't know what the aspects are of the day, you can do divination by headlines. And if you see, you know, this government shut down, the English government on hold, you know, and several other governments around the world in these bizarre, stuck places, don't be surprised if your life feels a little stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when
does
that
well
kind of
too.
Stuck in
yeah.
it, yeah, exactly, that when Uranus and that this spark can blow up the dam and unblock the energy, but at what cost and how? So to kind of be honest with yourself about where you're feeling stuck and what would be a healthy, even, smooth way to open the flow rather than wait until you blow up something.
Yeah, because people are really feeling very very blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we have the Mars square Saturn right now, which is going to separate.
Mars square Pluto, and then Mars.
But we're going to have Mars square Pluto on the 1st. And I looked at that weekend. It's Candlemas, which is the halfway. That's next week till February 1st. But that weekend after, there's three occultations, the moon on Saturn and Pluto. And, of course, I was like, ooh, right after Mars square Pluto, which is kind of a war aspect. And I've actually taken to noting that those are the days when we usually have some kind of, you know, mass shooting. And then that weekend is a very somber weekend. So I was kind of looking at that 1st and 2nd. It's also the halfway point between summer and – or between winter and spring. So it's on a world point. It's at the – it's on one of the world points of really noticing. And it's Candlemas, and it's also Groundhog Day. But it's got a very intense energy this year. So I was like, oh, that doesn't look like a fun day. But it also,
no.
Mars-Pluto square, you know, it really is a rage. You know, it's got a raging energy. And a little bit of violence. A lot of the Me Too predators had Mars-Pluto squares. Not to say everybody with a Mars-Pluto square is a predator. My sister recruited
mm-hmm.
them to play on her basketball team because they're very competitive and they're real good athletes, too. But, you know, it is an action-oriented thing. But a lot of times when we're working in the world axis, the world platform, it comes in a little bit negatively because it doesn't have consciousness. So, but it's an interesting couple of weeks. I was thinking that, you know, this year was going to be kind of fun. It's just mm-hmm. been a lot of work already, you know, and it's only January. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I would say definitely those first 2 weeks of February are going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Mark?
There's tons of a lot of sparks so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sparks and rough edges.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
I think that. Yeah. Do you think that's from Capricorn, Mark? The rough edges.
Yeah, it can be. If things move too fast, because Capricorn will take a big, quick bite out of things, but it prefers to finish them and see it all the way through to the end. But if things are moving too fast, then that frustration leads to a kind of snap.
mm-hmm.
So you get that's kind of the crocodile version of Capricorn, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a snap judgment about it,
yeah.
And Mars and Aries. And, you know, we are still dealing with, you know, Uranus and Pluto are only, you know, 6 or 7 degrees apart from an exact square, that exact square that took up, you know, up to 2015. But it's, and now all the faster moving planets are hitting them off and kind of reminding us of all that frustration and all that excitement of the 2013 to 2015. And, you know, I feel like this, the politics are being really clearly laid out with, as Saturn slowly approaches that conjunction to Pluto this year, and right now we're feeling the powder keg of Mars square Pluto and then conjunct Uranus. There's all the planets as they hit those two off are always going Pluto Uranus, you know, power struggle action, you know, in-depth transformation that's going to always hit them like boom, boom, this way.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do with it from there. But I'm really feeling that with Mars setting this off.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And again, it can be good. You know, what change did you get started in that era that is being reawoken by these aspects?
Yeah, because it is really big aspects. Mars and Aries really does want to do stuff. He's just not necessarily patient for the slow way. He's just kind of like, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, oh, well, kind of assertive there, aren't you, Mars? And he's like, I am.
Yes.
I'm in war mode, you know.
He doesn't get embarrassed at all.
Yeah.
Alexandria Octavio-Cortez and Kamala Harris are both Libra Moon and Aries. And they're really feeling this, the Mars going back and forth over there, you know, around their moons.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Pelosi, the Aries moon in Scorpio.
Right.
Is looking positively gleeful at the struggles.
Yeah.
Well, I remember Aries always had, you know, people would, they would kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, he's here again, you know, kind of like, like he was a little bit boorish, you know. He would come in stomping with his sword, dripping with blood, and they'd be like, "Oh, God, he's here again! Really? Do you have to be here?"
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he wasn't liked necessarily by the other gods. Although not to say he wasn't popular, because you know he certainly had a lot of involvement in human energy. But they were all kind of like, "Oh, he's picking a fight again." So, and he likes it. You know, I can remember my dad, I had a big fight with my father about something at one point, and I called my stepmother, and you know, I got him mad at me, and he hung up. And he was picking on my stepmother that she should come back while her mother was dying. And, of course, it set off a hot button for me. Mm-mm. And I called her, and she said, "Oh, honey, I'm so glad you had a fight with your father. He always feels so much better after he fights with you." And I went, "What?" And she and he had made a deal that they weren't going to fight with each other. You know, they bicker, but they don't fight. And she goes, "And your sister won't fight with him." I'm like, "My sister won't fight with him?" So I called my sister, and she said, "No, my mom said to me, just don't go there with him. He likes to fight with you." And I'm like, "Really?" And I started thinking about it. I'm like, he's an Aries. He fights to make himself feel better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was like, "Okay, Dad, you're in the mood for a fight. Well, let's have a fight. Who shot JFK?" You know, because he's a Lee Ozzy Oswald guy. He doesn't believe in are plastic surgeons real doctors, you know, or do they prey on people's insecurity? You know, it was kind of like, because he didn't really think plastic surgeons were real doctors. I'm like, they're real doctors. He's like, they prey on people's insecurity. You know, it was kind of like one of those. But, yeah, I would fight with him about, so no plastic surgeons writing me. I voted for you guys being doctors. My father did not. He was a neurologist. That was the best kind of doctor, because he would go, gynecologists look at ladies' bottoms, and urologists looks at everybody's bottoms. You know, he looks at brains. But, it was like he liked to fight. It made him feel better, you know. So I was like, okay,
wonderful.
That works. Yeah. And so Aries likes to fight, so we're all in the mood, a little feisty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's good.
Do we have any callers that would like
we
to
We do. We have a caller who was actually on when I dialed in. So we'll pull him up. 917-863, you're on the air. Can we help?
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My birthday is 5/17/75.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the Bronx, New York.
At what time?
1:17 a.m.
In the Bronx. And what's your question?
Well, I'm having a lot of financial issues and employment issues as well. Back in October, I was let go from my job, and I've been unemployed since that time.
Mm-hmm.
So... And I kind of feel like the walls are closing in financially.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot going on or whatever. But I'm just wondering if there will be any opening soon, because I'm applying to jobs and I'm listening to the conversation tonight, and it sounds like it's mirroring what I'm going through personally.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of wondering if you all see anything that can kind of give me some insight as to how to navigate this time.
Sure. So you got laid off in October, were fired or whatever, and you've been unemployed since then.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you looking in New York, or you live in somewhere else?
I actually live in New Jersey, so I'm primarily looking there.
Okay, cool. Well, you're having a big Saturn transit right now, right? So Saturn right now is at 14, and your natal Saturn's 15, and at 14, your natal Saturn's 15 Cancer, and your Jupiter's 13 Aries. So once, you know, and of course, we were just talking about Mars being blocked by Saturn. So he's now clearing the block from the Jupiter, and he's about to clear your Saturn, and he's clearing Saturn in the sky. And once Saturn clears 15, which is in a couple of weeks, you should be good to go, because he's on your midheaven and he's saying, you know, what's your new direction? Where do you want to head? What does that look like? So I'm looking and going, should pop something pretty quick. And right now you're progressed moons in Pisces, so you definitely are feeling a little depressed. And that, of course, a few months ago, 4 months ago, it was on Neptune kind of saying, you know, I'm a little anxious. Looks like you might be having trouble paying your rent, too. So, but, yeah, it does look like it opens up and clears once Saturn gets to 15. So let's see when that is.
And even Mars is about to hit your Jupiter in your house of money. So watch expenses this week in particular. Just kind of keep an eye on them. But it looks like your progressed moon goes into Aries in about a year. Are you, and that's like a whole new chapter for you, a whole new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And were you doing work that you loved, or are you?
No.
I didn't think so. And your chart comes alive when you're doing work that you love. So what mm-hmm. would you really like to be doing that that you haven't been?
Something in the creative realm. You and I have spoken before
mm-hmm.
about getting into some type of performing or something like
okay.
that, but I don't necessarily know if that's realistic in this moment, so I guess that's where the nervousness
right, I would say
in
this
coming.
Moment,
mm-hmm.
don't count on that. You know, it doesn't mean
right.
that you don't do that, but I would say back yourself up first with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about being on the front lines. Your moon in Leo in the sixth house of service. If you are, you know, running the front desk at a holistic health center or a vet
mm-hmm.
school or where your personality is a benefit
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to be a big personality while you're being of service and dealing with lots of people because you do well juggling lots of different personalities,
mm-hmm.
the busier you are, the better you're going to be at the job. The more bored you are, the less likely you are to succeed.
Mm. That makes sense.
Mark, do you have any comments?
Yeah. Bear in mind that you really do like to be involved and active and part of something that's ongoing. So it's not like you have to own the ship, but you want to be one of the leaders on the ship. And the
mm-hmm.
ship sails, and you know you're as thrilled as anybody when things are going well, and as long as you have that outlook, things do go well. You have a really good energy to blend in to whatever your situation is, and you contribute more than you think you do.
Okay. Thank you. And,
Saturn's clearing your Saturn as of February 5th. So at that point, kind of the existential block about what do I want to do should lift a bit. And
mm-hmm.
Mars, you're going to have your Mars, you just had a Mars return, but you're also going to have Mars come to your progressed Mars. And that should also kind of open up some stuff when that happens. So you got a lot of new stuff coming in. I would just say, you know, you're kind of like at the bottom right now and figuring out what that next chapter is. So February 12th also is looking good for job days. So you're right at the edge. So do you have
mm-hmm.
anything in Hopper that you've been looking at that looks
mm-hmm.
promising?
Well, I do have some things brewing, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of looking at some type of administrative work and like a university,
mm-hmm,
I think that would
mm-hmm.
be a good place for me to
I
be
agree.
In.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And but I haven't heard from them, so I am feeling kind of like I'm applying to other places as well, but that's kind of like where I would like to go, where I feel like I'm doing something for others, and it's actually, as you said before, being of service in a meaningful way, and still being able to, you know, thrive and get my bills paid.
Right.
So I'm also really concerned about my home situation, obviously, because, you know, the money is, like, short. So I'm just kind of feeling like I really like it here. I love it here. I just want to make sure I'm able to stay here.
right, yeah.
So that's a bit of a concern. Do you see anything in the chart regarding any home issues?
No, just that you're worried about not really being able to pay the rent, or you're feeling like you're running short. It doesn't look like you're moving.
Okay.
Nothing that
That's
would
good.
I would look at and say,
so.
You know, that you're moving mm-hmm. right away. You might move in about 10 months, but that's ways away. And I
right.
think you'll have work before then. But
okay.
I like the university, your midheaven Sag and your north node Sag.
Right.
So those are good places for you.
And Jupiter
and Mars
has just gone into your 10th house.
Yeah. And Jupiter just went into your 10th, so that helps a lot in terms of, you know, getting work. And, of course, it went in there that first week in November. So when you got fired in October, it was the universe saying, let's get you in a better place for you. So it's just, it's hard, you know, because so many people go, oh, so what do you do and who are you and where are you going? And right now with this eclipse, it's right on your, it's squaring, it's aspecting your nose, which is kind of really bringing up a lot of kind of old emotional stuff. So, you know, that's also pretty hard too.
Yeah.
You're just
kind of
having crappy transit,
without,
you know?
I am, and I'm trying to be optimistic about it. Obviously, I know that, you know, when one thing leaves, something else comes in. But, you know, when things are still moving in a way where when you're working, it's kind of like, okay, I'm starting to feel that tension come in within myself. And the last time I was in this position was like a long time ago, probably 10 years ago, the last time I didn't have work. So it really has me reflecting on things in a different way. But, yeah, I just wanted to check in with you all because I know that my moon is Leo and it's eclipsing. And the first, I just was, like, freaking out a little bit. Like, okay, I hope this doesn't really mean anything about my home life, you know.
Right.
But,
and all these transits that have been going through have been leaving people feeling like, I'm never going to be enough. There's never going to be enough. It's never going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just Pluto talking. You know,
okay.
You've got a grand trine in fire signs that connect your midheaven to your house of service, to your house of income. You'll do just fine once these blocks get off and you really honor yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I feel a lot better. I'm going to listen to this
when
we end the call because this was really, really helpful.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a nice part about it, having recorded. The other thing to remember is, because your Aquarius rising, when Uranus changes signs, which he's doing now, he's going into Taurus March 6th, and he's finishing up a cycle. When you said it's been a few years, 2010 was when he went into Aries. And then if you think about that, and then you think about 2002 to 2010, that's when he was in Pisces. So that was kind of dreamy, drifty. And then 94 to 2002 was Aquarius, which is figuring out what your direction was. So if you go back in 8-year increments, a lot of times your direction would have changed and also how you were valued by others because your Uranus natally is in the house of how you're paid. So this is maybe just you may just be a natural 8-year cycle gal that every time Uranus changes signs, you get a new you get a new assignment on Earth. And so that would be what's going on because he went into Taurus May 13th, and then he was retrograde until mid August, and went retrograde mid August at 2, and then he went back into Aries the last week in October, first week in November. So
which is about when you got fired, right? Exactly. It's like, I'm leaving now and I'm taking this with me. I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, Jupiter does seem to imply that freedom is nothing more than nothing left to lose. And the idea that, you know, I need to be free. I didn't mean that free. I remember a Jupiter aspect hitting my Venus once, and I'm thinking, I'm in three relationships, and I have to choose, where do I want to be? I need clarity. Jupiter, help me. And all three relationships ended that weekend. And I'm like,
that was
clear. That's not the clear I wanted, but that was clear. You know, so sometimes it does. Like, it says, like, were you being honest that that job really wasn't for you? And if you weren't, and if you're not being honest and trying to fix it, then it will tend to fix itself.
And I was asking, to be honest, I was putting it out there like, I'm really tired. I was saying, I'm tired, universe. And the universe was like, okay, I'm going to help you. You're going to be right here for quite some time.
Yeah, and then you're like, I didn't mean it
out
carefully. Literally.
Exactly.
And he's kind of like, wait, I did
what
you asked.
What you're looking for.
Exactly. Well, thank you all so much. I so appreciate your time and energy, Mark, Heather, and Anne. I love you all. And I'll be listening again another time. Thank you.
Take care.
Good luck. Keep us posted.
All right, cool.
So we're towards the end of the Access Astrology half hour. And this is Anne Ortley, the Bright Red Desk, saying so long, farewell.
And this is Heather Owen Robbins, goodbye from Montana.
And Mark Waltz in New York City.
And you can always tune in to our personal websites and connect with us on for a personal reading And otherwise, we'll see you next week.
And okay. Sign up for the class on March, the first week in March.
Yeah, we'll see you in New York.
We'll see you then.
Wonderful.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now.